Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N, with David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, my colleague and co-host and co-pilot. And we're very, very pleased to be joined by Assistant Professor of Astronomy at the Physics and Astronomy Department of Amherst College, Kate Follett, to take us on a tour of the galaxy, of the solar system, plus the galaxy, 370 light years away, to an exoplanet around a star entitled PDS-70. We're looking at a real image here, and I leave it to the professor to describe what it is we think we're seeing. Kate, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this, Professor. The ALMA telescope has given us an image that is strikingly geometric, a ring within a ring within a ring. What are we looking at, and what is the excitement over a dust cloud around one of these little dots? Good evening to you.
Good question. So what we see here in radio light is a ring of dust around a very young star. These rings we see fairly frequently around young stars, and they're basically the remnants of the star formation process and the raw material for planet formation. One thing that, you know, we've noted is that when stars are very young, the disks of material around them are like a pancake, so they're continuous all the way down to the star. Whereas there's a certain class of disks that I've been particularly interested in my career called transitional disks that have a bite out of the middle of the pancake, a hole in the middle, so they look more like a donut than a pancake. And BDS-70 is one of these systems. So I would say, there are many, many radio images that, the ALMA telescope has achieved that look like rings within rings within rings. But I would call this one two dots within a ring. In that there's this big cavity, very clearly in the image inside of the ring. So no emission, but there's a very bright dot just on the inside of the ring. And then there's a faint fuzzy blob at the center. And what we are seeing is the disk of material around sort of a moon forming disk of material around a giant planet. That's the brighter dot. And then at the very center, we're seeing a second disk of material around the star.
David?
So as I understand it, there have been no moons around exoplanets discovered yet. So what supports the assumption that you're looking at the formation of a moon?
That's a great question, too. So several things. So first of all, this planet that has the bright radio blob surrounding it, we have seen before glowing brightly in sort of colors of light that are emitted only by hydrogen gas when it falls onto a star or a planet. So we know that this planet, we've known for a while that this planet is doing something called accreting, which means it's still growing material. So I would say that the discovery of radio emission from this planet that we know to be in the process of forming means it verifies what we have long assumed, which is that sort of moon formation around giant planets proceeds much like the formation of planets around stars, in that, you know, you have this pancake flat disk of material around the star. There's a scaled down version of that around giant planets. It's much like we think the moons of Jupiter formed in our solar system. So just like our solar system, which is all in a plane, the moons of Jupiter are largely in a plane because they all formed in this pancake around Jupiter.
Here in our favorite solar system, Kate, we have a moon that is spectacular. We we sing about it. However, I have read over the years theories that say our moon did not form in this, what you'd have to say, evolutionary style. It's the product of collisions. So are there other planets we can point to in our solar system, our favorite, that may have constructed moons like what we may be witnessing 370 light years away? What is an example?
Great question. So Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Neptune are all examples. So the giant planets in our solar system were massive enough that they created kind of their own mini moon formation system around them as they were forming. So the Galilean moons of Jupiter are all formed out of, we think, a disk, and many of the moons of Saturn.
David?
Since you're seeing what you believe to be a moon in creation, would you say you're positive that there will be moons found around exoplanets? And what's needed to make that discovery? Can our telescopes do it? Or what hardware is needed to do that?
Also a great question. So I would say that what this observation tells us is that there is dusty material that is surrounding this young giant planet like Jupiter. And that could form one moon, but, you know, the moons in our, if it's like the giant planets in our solar system, it's likely to form more than one moon, I would say. But it's not, you know, I think to some extent we sensationalize these things. You know, this is the exact process by which we think moons form. To verify that moons have formed around other planets, this method of looking for radio emission is not going to verify that unambiguously, because moons don't glow brightly in radio light. There are some other methods that there are prospects for sort of next generation space telescopes being sensitive enough to see, for example, a moon around a giant planet, where the planet and the moon are both passing in front of a star relative to our line of sight. So they're blocking some portion of it or eclipsing it. We should have sensitivity to detect moons in that context, but people have looked and we haven't found any real compelling evidence with current technology, for an exo moon detection.
Professor, does this image provide support for the theory of planetary formation and moon formation? Is there anything that we need to reconsider because of this image?
I think this precisely validates what we think should happen around giant planets. We know them to be still growing, and we know that the moons form, you know, shortly after or near the time of planet formation. And this is a really good observational validation of that theory.
David?
We think there are possible moons in our solar system that might support some kind of life, Europa, Titan, etc. Are those moons formed in this process? Could we be seeing a moon being formed in this process that might support life?
Yes, so certainly Europa is one of the Galilean satellites of Jupiter, and it, you know, much like our solar system, I don't know if it's ever occurred to you as strange that the planets in our solar system are all in a plane. That's because they formed out of this pancake flat disk of material, and the Galilean moons of Jupiter are similarly in a plane. Europa is one of them. And the fact that more than one moon formed in the disk around the proto-Jupiter means that those moons were able to gravitationally interact, which is one of the reasons why we think there's a liquid water ocean on Europa, is because of gravitational interactions between inner and outer moons in that system. So yes, I think it is related, and we do think that some of these likely life hosting solar system bodies formed in a similar way.
The final minute, Professor, you mentioned that this is your field of interest, great interest. All right, I give you an unlimited budget. What do you want, Kate? What can we do?
I would really like a very large telescope in space, much like so there are two missions being considered for the decadal survey in astronomy. Every 10 years, our field gets together and says what we want to do. And two of them would be capable of doing what I would really like to see happen before I die, which is, you know, Carl Sagan's pale blue dot image of Earth from beyond the orbit of Saturn. We could conceivably, with a telescope like that, do that with an exo-Earth. So this is the formation of moons around a giant planet like Jupiter. As interesting as I think giant planets are, I got into this field because I'm interested in taking pictures of Earth-like planets.
Done. Hotel Mars promises. And not only that, but not only will you see a pale blue blot dot it far away, it'll be looking back at us, Kate. Kate Follett, an assistant professor of astronomy at the Physics and Astronomy Department of Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.